What if we told you that April showers bring more awesome savings on all-inclusive beach vacays? That sounds better, right? So Cheap Caribbean Vacations' semi-annual sale is helping you rein in an extra $200 off your next booking of 4 nights or more. That means you can score site-wide deals on your favorite beaches like Cancun, Aruba, Jamaica, and more now through the end of April. Don't wait. The semi-annual savings only comes twice a year. So go to CheapCaribbean.com to do your deal and save $200 on your next vacay. You guys, have you heard about Squarespace? You must have, because I talk about it all the time. Their website has helped me with my businesses, but it will also help you grow your business. And it really does take the guesswork out of building a website. They have so many helpful and amazing tools, product features, and they make it so user-friendly. Now, one of our favorite product features is the Fluid Engine. With Fluid Engine, a next-generation website design system from Squarespace, it's never been easier for anyone to unlock unbreakable creativity. Start with a best-in-class website template and then customize every design detail with reimagined drag-and-drop technology for desktop or mobile. Stretch your imagination online with Fluid Engine, built in and ready to go on any new Squarespace site. Go to squarespace.com/drama for a free trial, and when you're ready to launch, use offer code DRAMA to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant makes navigation a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while you're on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation, compatible device and vehicle required.
Hey, it's your drama queens, and we're here to tell you that choking is the fourth leading cause of accidental deaths. So let's talk about LifeVac.
It is a life-saving airway clearance device, which has saved over 1,500 lives. LifeVac is the easiest, safest, and only non-invasive choking rescue device that can save the life of your loved one.
Visit LifeVac, LifeVac.net, and enter promo code DRAMAQUEENS to save 20% and secure your home kit today.
First of all, you don't know me.
We're all about that high school drama girl, all about them high school queens. We'll take you for a ride in our comic girl,
drama girl,
cheering for the right team.
Drama queens.
Smart girl, rough girl, fashion, but you're tough girl. You could sit with us, girl.
Drama queens. Drama queens.
Hey, everybody. Season 6, episode 12. You have to be joking. Autopsy of the Devil's Brain. It's a little wordy, but it's okay. Air date, November 24th, 2008. Welcome back, everybody. You've got me, Hillary, and the fabulous, so impossible to get, we finally got her, Kelsey Asbiel.
Oh, crazy! She's here!
Kelsey, would you read our synopsis for us?
Yes, of course. As Lucas takes a trip to Hollywood to meet his film director, Nathan gets a pro basketball tryout. Peyton struggles with Mia to focus on her follow-up album, while Millicent confronts Marvin about Gigi. Julian approaches the dubious Brooke about designing clothes for his movie, and Haley takes a reluctant Jamie to a school talent show.
This episode was a shining example of our boss putting all of his own thoughts and dreams and weirdness into the storylines of our characters, and us just having to, like, do it.
This was my least favorite part of the show, season-wise, the time when we were doing the Hollywood movie version of Lucas's script. It's like, and we're now we've just completely run out of all possible storylines for all of these characters. We just have to show other people acting out the same storylines they've mm-hmm. already watched for the last six seasons. It's so yeah. dumb. It really bothers me.
It became so meta. Like, James Van Der Beek, the reveal of James Van Der Beek as the director.
Yeah, that was fun.
He's great.
Kelsey, were you allowed to watch shows like Dawson's Creek and One Tree Hill growing up?
So I think I was a little too young for Dawson's Creek, because One Tree Hill was kind of my era.
Yeah.
But I do remember meeting James Van Der Beek. I have to say his full name.
If you call him James, it's like our James?
No.
Nathan James?
Yeah. I do remember meeting him on set for this episode, which is so funny. But yeah, it does feel very meta.
And it felt too like he was making fun of so many Dawson's things. Like in this episode, him being this goofball director was probably my favorite part, because I had nothing to do with it. And it was just, I couldn't just enjoy it.
Yeah.
But him like jumping on the chair like Tom Cruise. This was when him and Katie were still together.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, right.
And, you know, trying to get Haley and Lucas to end up together because he knows what fans like, you know? And then asking if they could kill Haley, because doesn't Michelle Williams die at the end of mm-hmm. Dawson's Creek?
Like, she does? Oh, my God.
Oh, spoiler alert! Yeah,
sorry.
Yeah, there's so many little nods in there.
She done did.
Yeah, yeah. I liked that, because he took the note of be insufferable, and he really ran with it.
Yeah, he was having fun, for sure.
Yeah, definitely.
Which I think made Chad have fun. Like, I really liked Lucas in this episode, too, because he's just kind of steady, and he's got these two big, like, weird alpha male personalities. He's got Julian drawing sugar in the diner. Vanderbeek's playing with cocaine.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Lucas is just watching everyone go crazy around him. Like,
he, like, blows, and then Chad, like, blows the sugar off and walks out. It was, yeah, it was so interesting.
Was that on the page, or was that, like, actor choices?
That's what I'm wondering. I could see Austin's funny enough. I could see him, or quirky enough. I could see him pouring the sugar out on the table and doing that just on his own whim.
Yeah. Just making art, man.
Yes.
Choices. I had a conversation with Gus last night about choices as an actor, because he's doing The Hobbit. He's doing a play.
Right.
Yeah.
And I was like, sometimes as an actor, you have to make bad choices. And I thought that the sugar was, it just made Julian look like such an asshole, because I've waited tables. Like, you guys, once you wait tables, you're like, oh, he's the sugar guy. He's sugar
guy.
Cool.
Yeah. Show off. Well, I was fun to see the Dixie Grill.
Was that the Dixie Grill?
Wasn't it?
No, I think that was the Front Street Grill.
Was it? Oh, I don't know why I had the Dixie Grill in my mind.
There was one that was closer. It's like a Waffle House. It was closer to Soapbox. It was across the street directly from Karen's Cafe.
Oh, yeah.
It was like the little stepsister to Dixie Grill.
Oh, funny. Yeah. I love all those little Southern dive diners that we had down there. Kelsey, what were some of your favorite spots when you were in Wilmington?
Such good restaurants. Okay. Cafe Phoenix.
Oh, yeah. R.I.P.
Good. I went to Circa.
Oh, yeah.
That's still around.
We just went to Circa when we were in town for the convention, and we showed up. It was like a bunch of us. It was late, and they were so nice, and they seated us. But the waitress was just like, oh, my God, like, everyone from One Tree Hill is here. This is so weird.
What do we do? What do I do?
So we ordered drinks, and everyone's kind of moving around, and she's trying to put the drinks down on the table, and she pours the entire tray of drinks down Sophia's back. And Sophia was wearing leather pants, so there was nowhere for the liquid to go. It just pooled in her leather pants.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, Circa, never change. Never change.
Best person for that to happen to, by the way, though. Mm-hmm. Sophia's so gracious. I'm sure that in that moment she was really, I wasn't there, but I'm sure she was lovely.
I thanked the waitress and then tipped her really well, because I was like, this will be a story that we tell later. So, thank you. Yeah. No, the restaurants in Wilmington, it is fun to see those. And we spent a lot of time in that diner between Julian and Sam.
It's the hub.
Yeah, there's a lot of time in the diner this episode. Just this episode, yeah.
Yeah, watching Austin, I just love watching him on camera. He moves around in front of a camera like he's like ice skating. It's so easy. There's such a flow. Even the way he walks in and out of sets, I never feel like he's hitting a mark. I never feel like he's delivering a line. He's just there, present, responding. And then when there's nothing left to say or do, he leaves. It's great.
Well, my favorite thing at the beginning of this episode, I don't care about Austin. I care about the fact that Haley James Scott is walking around with a tape measure to measure her husband at the River Court, just like randomly.
So random. Although I can attest to the fact that now as a mom, I do often have a tape measure in my purse. I don't know why I said as a mom. Maybe it's because it's like the sort of you get older and you have a house and you have to buy furniture and having kids can be part of that. But yeah, I'm like on the lookout for furniture. And I don't know. I feel like Maria's asking me more often for a tape measure because she's got things she wants to see if it fits in her room. I don't know, is that weird? Am I alone in this? You don't carry tape measures around?
All the time. I have one right here.
Amazing. Okay.
I have one in my drawer. Yeah, of course. I think that's why I appreciate it so much, because it's just like, how are we going to start the episode? I know. Haley can just be measuring him at the River Court.
So good.
Because he doesn't know how tall he is.
Let's just double check one more time that I didn't grow any in the last... Four years.
No, I liked that. That's one of those little things where you're on set and you're like, this doesn't make any sense. And they say, you're an actor. Make it make sense. And you did. You just did.
Thank you. Yeah, there were quite a few of those moments. But I did love this storyline, especially for James. Really cool to see somebody just making a Hail Mary pass, a last-ditch effort, you know, reworking a dream from another angle, like trying to not let something go, or at least not live a life knowing that he could have taken a last shot. I love seeing this. And I thought they played it out really well.
The way it was shot too was really neat. When he's like in the middle of the trials and they'd like...
When he was talking to camera, when he was doing the VO and it would freeze frame?
Okay, that was corny.
Kelsey, have you ever thought about suggesting freeze frame on Yellowstone? Have you ever been like, you guys know what we should do with this rodeo?
That's right. Play by play.
We should tell the audience exactly what's happening.
John Dutton's just going to walk us through it. He's going to tell us exactly.
He had a Saving Private Ryan moment in one of the episodes. And I remember I had to run down this hill in cowboy boots. And my son were, of course, running away from danger, as you do on Yellowstone and Hill.
Yeah.
And they run away from danger. And I remember my son just takes off. He just runs down that hill so fast. And I'm like there, like, about your mother. Yeah. You know, and like hitting marks. I mean, actually, it's so cool that Austin is so good with marks. I'm so terrible at marks. I'm still so terrible at hitting marks.
Well, oh God, I totally forgot to mention this. We should dedicate this episode to Johnny V, who just passed away. He was our focus puller on One Tree Hill.
Oh my God.
John Verardi.
Gosh.
I didn't know that.
John, Kelsey, I don't know how much like you interacted with him, but Joy, for me, John Verardi taught me how to hit a mark. Because on the pilot, I was like, why is there a sandbag on the ground? Like, what is that? I'd only done theater where it was like, you sort of hit your
mark. Yeah. Around here.
Get close. And John would take me by my pants and just like kind of tug on me off camera till I hit it.
Yeah.
And like it was like a little animal on a leash. And he never made me feel stupid, which I can look back on and be like, oh, that was incredible. And so it's been cool to see all of our One Tree Hill crew family members come together and honor this man who just quietly taught all of us, you know, hitting a mark is a huge part of our job.
Yeah. Yeah, he can't really be seen. And how many times have you given a performance only to find out it's out of focus and you got to do it again?
Yeah. Or you're blocking someone's light, which makes you feel like a real asshole.
Or someone's blocking yours because you didn't hit your mark.
Yeah.
John was very generous with me too. And he always gave me sandbags because the hardest part is walking in and not looking down. So you have to sort of see it in your peripheral and then gauge generally once you start approaching where it is. But yeah, he was always very respectful and generous and treated us like we were adults, like young adults capable of deciphering and learning these things rather than kids that needed to be, you know, whipped into shape. And it was really lovely. I'm sorry to hear that he passed.
We talked to a couple crew members, and I wish that we'd been able to go down and, you know, celebrate with them, because we did have such a happy little family on set.
Yeah.
Like, our crew was awesome. Kelsey, who'd you hang out with on set? What was your department?
Is it Jim from Props?
Oh, yes! Jim Nelson!
Oh, my gosh. He was so wonderful. He was really, yeah, so, yeah. So wonderful. And just always had a good, like, fun energy.
Yeah.
So fun to be around.
Yeah, so Jim. Sweet.
Yeah, we had good dudes.
Are all these guys still in Wilmington, or did everybody go to Atlanta because the stage is open in Atlanta?
No, like half of them are working on Outer Banks. We should go crash Outer Banks.
Dude, I have been bugging my manager to be on Outer Banks.
Oh, like, my God. Please. I want to be on Outer Banks, too. Should we just
be on that show?
Yeah, you could still play a teenager on Outer Banks, Kelsey, so I don't want to hear it from you. We're playing moms now, you big jerk. Speaking of teens, Sam, who has a boy sneaking out of her window. I love Brooke trying to pretend to be mad. So Ashley Rickards was how much older than you, Kelsey? Like,
I want to say, I don't remember how, do you remember how old she was?
Maybe 4 years older.
No, she wasn't 20. If Kelsey was 16 when we filmed this episode.
Yeah, she was.
Oh yeah, no, I think maybe only 1 year older. I feel like she also was 16.
She was little too, but I like that you're playing a grown-up and she's still playing a kid.
Oh, yeah. I remember I was talking about that, yeah, because it's like, wait, this is so backwards.
We don't know what's real anymore. That's like, you know, Quentin was older than us. Yeah, he was older than us playing a high schooler.
Did you ever sneak in and out of your bedroom window?
Did I? Oh, honey, no, because I have a military father. So we have like locks and bolts and cameras all over the place.
Oh my God. Did your dad love Sharper Image like my dad did? Or like Radio Shack? Did you have those little lasers around your house that would beep if anybody walked past your house?
We still have the beep.
It's like, stop.
Walk past our driveway. Yeah, it's like.
Alert. You are on camera. Alert.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah, we had the beeps. Military kids can't sneak out.
Yeah. So there's no chance. So you didn't sneak out either?
No. Joy, did you?
Yeah.
What?
You kidding me? I had a one-story house. My window opened up to the backyard. I was on Route 17. Oh. That was so easy to climb out the window. I didn't go anywhere. I was too scared. I just like walked around the block by myself to be contrarian. I was like, I did it. And then climb back in and go to bed.
I could never. That's hilarious. Well, Sam's going for it. And I love that when Brooke is like, did you sleep with him or whatever? She's like, dude, I'm like 15. And when Brooke is like, well, when I was 15.
Oh, yeah, the look on Ashley's face. Yeah.
I was 15/24.
Yeah, exactly. Turns out Ashley actually is 1 year younger than you, Kelsey. We just found it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Okay. So there really was this whole young crop of y'all. So great.
So nice.
So here's what I liked about this Sam storyline. I did think they wove it together pretty well. I was not expecting the Xavier thing in the car with Evan Peters. Evan Peters, by the way, hey, everybody,
oh my God.
Like, how do we get him? He also was one of those young, I think he was the same age as you guys.
Yeah.
Crossed paths with him again?
I never met him because I remember he was on the show. And then, but when I was rewatching it, I totally forgot.
I think he'd like to forget too. You know, he doesn't put One Tree Hill on his reel.
Oh, God.
Sorry, Evan. You're stuck with us. Yeah, the Evan Peters thing, Joy, you're right. They tied that all together nicely because we've been dragging this out.
Yeah, like who the heck attacked Brooke? Enough already. Tell us.
Oh, man, and it is. It's so heartbreaking when she realizes that you know.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting that. So that was a nice reveal. And I really liked Julian looking for Sam and intentionally not telling Brooke and telling her, she's got to solve it. It's her own problem. Because he knows it would make her question his motives ultimately if he told her he was trying to help her or if he actively made it known that he was helping her. And I like that he wanted her to trust him and went ahead and just did it on his own. I thought that was cool. It was a good move.
Yeah. Hillary, you're squinting. You don't think so?
I don't know. For me, it's so weird how Julian goes from being this really kind of devious, he likes to poke the bear. He's a pretty antagonistic person. Yes. All the shit he says to Lucas in the beginning is just so unnecessary, but it's his character. And then he'll end up becoming this goober. And it's I like the antagonistic character. I wish that he had just always kind of stayed an asshole. It's fun to love an asshole.
Yeah.
You know? Like, they're fun to be with.
Yeah. Dan Scott can't be the only asshole in the world.
Yeah.
Come on.
That's it. They're like, listen, everybody loves an asshole here and there. And Brooke Davis, sure. She could kiss it out of him. No, I do like that he wasn't the knight in shining armor because... You're right. Motive is like, oh, hey, girl, I'll help you. And then we can kiss later.
Yeah.
Or just find the child because it's the right thing to do.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Because what was Owen doing? Poor Joe.
What a weird. That whole thing was so weird.
Every other episode, he's like a hero.
Saving Danielle or Rachel.
Yeah. And then he was just, that was weird. That was strange.
No, so out of character. So it felt so forced and contrived.
Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. Folks, Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach.
Like 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50, organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops, and timeless 14-karat gold jewelry.
And the best part is all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes on the savings to you.
And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that.
We got to try on these Mongolian cashmere fisherman crew neck sweaters. Mm. You guys, I can't believe this cashmere sweater is only $100. Like,
that's outrageous.
It's so soft and so thick and so nice. It feels like something you'd find at a fancy department store for four times that much money and be like, well, I'm not doing that. But now you can.
Well, you guys can indulge in affordable luxury. Just go to quince.com/drama for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/drama to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/drama.
What if we told you that April showers bring more awesome savings on all-inclusive beach vacays? That sounds better, right? So Cheap Caribbean Vacations semi-annual sale is helping you rein in an extra $200 off your next booking of four nights or more. That means you can score site-wide deals on your favorite beaches like Cancun, Aruba, Jamaica, and more now through the end of April. Don't wait. The semi-annual savings only comes twice a year. So go to CheapCaribbean.com to do your deal and save $200 on your next vacay.
Drama Queens is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Oh, it's no secret that we love therapy. And we're very proud because of that this show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Lately, I don't know what is like in the air, but it seems like everybody's social battery is really getting tested right now. Like,
yeah.
We're all just juggling so much. You know, work schedules are ramping up. And I think like... that really is one of the most important times to make sure you're also taking care of yourself. You know, when you've got so many obligations, to check in with yourself and
make sure that, you know, you're setting boundaries that you need and getting the rest that you need, the sleep that you need. And those things require practice, don't you think?
Yeah, it's hard to say no. And it can be really easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings ramping up after a long winter.
I get energy being around you guys. I love being around my friends. And I've really been able to figure out in therapy that kind of self-awareness to know when I have the energy to dive in and, you know, when maybe at the end of a long stretch where social life's been crazy, work's been really busy, where I need a little quiet time. It's learning about a balance for my life that doesn't drain my battery, you know?
Yeah. So if you guys at home are thinking of starting therapy, seriously, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and it's suited to your schedule.
You just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/drama today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/drama. So I play this little game every morning where I leave the house looking decrepit. And then I drop my children off at school. And then I get to my office and I take out a nice, cute little bag that came with my Thrive Cosmetic order. And with just a couple of products, I'm able to look like a normal, happy, healthy human again. It's incredible. I love these products. Thrive Cosmetics has a full line of makeup to refresh your everyday look. With clean, skin-loving ingredients, their foolproof products make it easy for any skill level to apply. Now, a few of my favorite products include their incredible Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner. It's easy-to-use waterproof pencil, holds like wax, and blends like a powder. Just line brows to give this some structure and create natural-looking strokes of hair to fill in sparse brows. It comes with a spoolie brush to lift and tame brows after applying the pencil, and there are 8 shades to choose from that adjust to your natural brow color for a perfect match every time. Now, my other favorite product, I've been talking about this forever, is the Liquid Lash Extensions Mascara. Their unique formula creates tubes around each eyelash to lengthen them. And it's super easy to remove, you guys. This is my favorite part. It just slides right off with warm water, doesn't leave smudges, doesn't pull your eyelashes out. It's incredible. Its nourishing ingredients support longer, stronger, and healthier looking lashes over time. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/drama. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/drama for 10% off your first order. Kelsey, when's the last time you saw this show? Like, how much of this lore are you caught up on, familiar with?
I haven't seen it in
since it aired.
I haven't seen this episode probably since it aired. So it was it was so crazy and so nostalgic, and like, and I really like, I mean, like I said, I, you know, can skip past my parts, but I really love watching y'all because it feels like, it feels good. It feels like home, you know?
I was going to ask if you had little watch parties with your friends when, I don't mean to sound condescending. I had little watch parties too with things.
Okay.
But when it first came out, your stuff. Yeah.
Okay. So I did. So the first episode that came out, you know, because I mean, Gigi could have very easily been cut. What a bad. Especially that first episode, like, oh my God.
You were adorable.
I don't think so.
At this party, like for the, like at the high, like it was at like some pool house, like public pool house, and that had a TV, and like a bunch of my high school came. And I couldn't believe how that was so bold, because if I had been cut out of that show, oh my God, I'd be a different person now.
Oh no.
Never lived that down. Oh
Everybody
my God.
Everybody shows up and you're not in the episode. That's funny.
Yeah. Did she make this up? So yeah, I would have watch parties. And I also really thought that you had to keep everything secret. Like, I mean, Marvel level. Like,
yeah, they probably told you that.
Yeah. So I would like be, you know, I'd be like, yeah, doing One Tree Hill this week. Like, can't tell you what's happening.
But back then, like, you couldn't stream it. You couldn't really watch it later. Like, watching it the night of was a much bigger deal than it is now.
Yeah.
Like, nobody does watch parties now because everybody just watches shit on their own time. But back then, that was it.
So sad that they do watch parties anymore.
Maybe we can bring it back. We can do that again. That's fine.
Yeah, when we're on Outer Banks.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Outer Banks. We're coming for you guys.
For us now.
Yeah, the Owen, the men in this episode are weird because.
Explain.
We have James Vanderbeek, who's being a cartoon, and I love it.
Yeah.
Like, yes. Snidely Whiplash, like, great. Into it. And then we have Julian, who's also kind of being a cartoon. He's like, I'm a bad guy. And he keeps basically telling everyone, hey, I'm a bad guy. Just so you know, I'm a bad guy. It's like, I love that Sam was like, I don't really think that you're a bad guy. You know, she just says, okay, keep trying. And then we have Owen, who's also like, I guess I'm just a bad guy. Like, and then Mouth, who's like, that photo means nothing. It means nothing. Who actually is kind of being a
bad
guy.
I'm not a bad guy. I'm not a bad guy. And Lucas is just looking around like, these are bad guys.
These are bad guys. Yeah, bad their guys. Dudes are all kind of being, like, James is lovely because James Lafferty is always lovely.
James is bad. He's bad.
No, but James is talking to the camera like it's an after school special where he's like, yeah, that's where they got me wrong. Freeze frame. I would love to think that the human who wrote and directed this had actually been a real human man before and understood how they worked and functioned. But maybe this was an alien. Maybe this was like a fucking octopus. I don't know who thought all these guys are.
Freeze frame.
Freeze bad guy. Freeze frame. Freeze frame. Yeah, the guy that was talking shit to Nathan was just so over the top. Like,
that was so funny. Yeah, that was wild. Calling him the Riddler.
The Riddler. Like a Batman reference that nobody gets.
Nobody gets.
No, just the whole thing was wild. Wild. This was a drinking game episode.
Man,
you know
you're
what I mean?
So right. I didn't look at it that way. Like, I appreciated the sentiment.
I just sent my sister the drinking game rules for One Tree Hill.
Oh, yes.
They're so great.
Wait, there are real ones?
Yeah. Like, it just came up. It just came up on my on my Instagram. Okay, let's see. Yeah, what? I'll send it to y'all. Because it's great.
We should play it and then watch an episode together and then record a podcast drunk and see what
happens. That's what we want.
Definitely. I'll come back. I want to come back for that one. But yeah, it's like somebody, Lucas squints, one drink. Mm-hmm. Dan shows up unwanted, one drink. Victoria's a bitch, one drink.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. So easy, good. Man.
Yeah.
Well, Nathan Scott, slam dunks. Nathan Scott shows off them goblin shoes.
The goblin shoes.
Freeze frame. Didn't we make fun of John Asher for using freeze frame in an episode?
Yeah. I guess they liked it.
Because it's what happens at the end of The Breakfast Club. And there's also the Breakfast Club reference in here where poor Sophia has to just get up from her desk and just like.
Oh my. This
gosh,
is what
the dance.
Dancing scenes are the worst. Oh, God.
So painful.
Yeah. Like, okay, you're drawing and then the song you like comes on the radio. And so you just get up from drawing, go over to the stereo, and turn it on. Just randomly start dancing wild in front of your store that has all glass walls.
All windows. And I know the fans love that. They all the things that we push back against, like the Spice Girls dance and like singing in the library.
They love it.
They love it.
I mean, she also made it really cute because yeah, you see that in the script and be like, oh.
Here it comes.
Yeah.
Like having a swim on TV. You're like, really?
And then she had to turn that into Julian, I don't like you. I don't trust you. Like, couldn't even be cute afterwards. It was right back into very serious. Just so strange.
because a normal human with normal human emotions did not write or direct this episode. So this AI. Was AI before. Yeah. How would a robot write a teen drama? It's this, you guys. And as actors, this is just what you have to commit to.
Yeah. They tested it out. They tested it out on One Tree Hill before they released it.
Yeah.
This episode brought to you by ChatGPT.
Oh, God. No, no, thank you. We recycled lines, too, because, you know, in the pilot episode, Peyton's very, you know, well-known line is, first of all, you don't know me. Second of all. So the first of all, second of all thing is something that Peyton would say over and over again. And now, who was saying it? Was it Brooke who was saying it now?
Oh, she, yeah.
Was it Brooke?
She says it, right, yeah, she says it to Julian, like, first of all.
Yeah, she's spicy. So wait, I want to ask you, when you're having to play someone who's this different from who you are in real life and someone who has had life experience that you haven't had yet as a young woman, who do you base that character on? Like, were there other TV or movie characters that you're like, I guess I'll just try that?
God, I mean, I think that would give me too much credit with my process.
You're like, I know how slutty girls act. I guess.
I'll try this. No, I think that I do remember in a couple of episodes ago, I had to down like 10 Heinekens or something. There were like a bunch of beer bottles. And like, you know, from experience, I would get such bad, I got really bad Asian glow. So I just remember, this isn't real, you know. six beers in. This is impossible. Oh my God. Yeah, I think you're just like, you think you're just acting how an older girl would. I don't know.
Those older girls. Trouble. Was there a girl at school that you based Juji on? Was there a slutty senior that you were like, that's her?
I don't even think I knew anyone like Juji.
Kelsey was like, I'm just going to smile and say these lines and it's going to work.
That's why it was so likable.
Yes.
I really did. I had this problem where I was just so happy to be there that every line I'd say with a big, goofy grin.
It worked.
A nervous laugh afterwards. Like when I was watching this episode, I was like, oh my God. Because I still have this like nervous energy laugh where I'm like, I do that after every line in this episode. It's horrifying.
It makes me think that maybe Gigi's still a virgin, you guys.
He totally is. She's putting it on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
I was always accused of talking a big game, but then actually my high school cheerleading coach nicknamed me Blue Balls, which is the most inappropriate thing for an adult to call a child. But it was so accurate because I was like, oh, no, I'll talk a ton of shit, but I'm not going to touch anybody. Are you high? Like, no way.
But you had good game. That's important. I can really talk to anybody.
Yeah, maybe Gigi is totally a virgin and we've misread this situation.
Yeah.
I think we uncovered something really important here. Yeah, I think she totally is. She totally was.
She's just trying some things out.
Did you see that kiss in a couple seasons ago? Yeah.
I don't know. She must be doing something right because I've never seen an intern get a going away party at the magnitude of Gigi's going away party.
Yeah, shocking. Well, you know who's not going to be a virgin anymore? Millie.
Wow.
This
is quite the decision.
I mean, what a way, though. Like, really, when you're just angry at your boyfriend, you're going to get back at him? I'm done.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, it seems very dramatic. Like, that's a very dramatic choice to make because you're upset with your boyfriend because you think
But it's like the third or fourth time she's been upset about this exact issue.
So break up with him.
I know. Well, that's what she should do. Instead, she's going to go climb that Owen tree and
oof.
Yeah.
And also have drunk sex with a guy who's been like sober for
8 years. Oh gosh.
I've been sober for 8 years. I've been a virgin for 22
years.
That is. How did we not win Emmys for this shit? Kelsey, when you're at award shows for Yellowstone, are you ever like, you know who should be here? It's the Tree Hill Kids.
No, I mean, look, Yellowstone is neither.
Hoy, No, I love just a real stinker line.
Yeah.
That was, yeah, such a line.
It's hard to sell. I've been sober for 8 years and tonight, what did he say? I haven't had a drink in 8 years and tonight that's going to change. I haven't had sex in over 22 years and tonight that's going to change. First of all, like, I haven't had sex in over 22 years. The implication that you would have had been having sex at any point until like the last five of those 22 is kind of inappropriate.
Yeah, so inappropriate.
That's so gross. So totally inappropriate.
I don't know, guys. I think I'm talking myself into liking this episode more and more. Like, it's so goofy.
What if we told you that April showers bring more awesome savings on all-inclusive beach vacays? That sounds better, right? So Cheap Caribbean Vacations semi-annual sale is helping you rein in an extra $200 off your next booking of 4 nights or more. That means you can score site-wide deals on your favorite beaches like Cancun, Aruba, Jamaica, and more now through the end of April. Don't wait. The semi-annual savings only comes twice a year. So go to CheapCaribbean.com to do your deal and save $200 on your next vacay. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant makes navigation a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while you're on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation, compatible device and vehicle required.
I think this is such a brilliant invention, and I wish somebody had come up with it earlier, but I'm glad we have it now. You know, I've been doing theater since I was a little kid. My mom has all these videotapes of me and all these productions, and then we also have all of our family movies and all of the family photo albums and all of the everything that just takes up so much space. And I'm so grateful that Legacy Box created this whole platform to be able to condense these amazing memories down into something that's actually tangible and easy to access.
Well, and with Mother's Day fast approaching, it is a great gift for the whole family. So you can relive moments like wedding days, first steps, or the embarrassing haircut you had in the 90s. You can reconnect with your family's history and hear your grandmother's voice again for the first time.
Yes, the process is so easy. You just send in your legacy box filled with old VHS tapes, camcorder tapes, and pictures. And their team professionally digitizes everything by hand in the USA. You'll get everything back on the cloud or a thumb drive along with your originals. It's so easy.
Yeah. I mean, again, the VHSs, my new project is that I found Jeffrey's big, huge storage containers of VHS. And he was making TV shows in the late 80s, early 90s that I never got to see. This so is good. My chance. So
all of his pilots that never aired,
girl,
right?
I love those old beta tapes.
Yes.
So you guys can do this too. Join over 1.5 million families that have trusted Legacy Box with their memories. Just go to legacybox.com/drama to save 60% during their best Mother's Day sale ever. That's legacybox.com/drama.
I spent the first trimester of my pregnancy with Gus in Puerto Rico. And if you're going to be sick and grumpy and tired, it's such a beautiful place. Like, it really fixes a lot.
It really is. I shot a movie there and I shot my first commercial there when I was 14 years old. It was so fun. And I've been back 3 times since then. My cousin used to live there and it's just a fabulous place. I love it.
I learned this word from Gina Rodriguez, who is probably the biggest Puerto Rico fan of all of us. Boricua is the name for someone from Puerto Rico, but it's more than just a name. It's a way of life. It's a representation of the spirit of the island, you know?
The unique Boricua spirit infuses the music and welcoming spirit of the island in Puerto Rico. If you can hear the music, you're invited to the party.
Mm. Sometimes it's salsa, sometimes it's plena, sometimes it's reggaeton. No matter what the rhythm is calling to you, when you hear it, it's always time to dance.
All I want to do now is dance with y'all. Let's go.
Well, in Puerto Rico, you can't step outside without hearing music. Puerto Rico has renowned bars and nightlife and a welcoming spirit.
In Puerto Rico, you can forget where you came from and embrace where you are.
No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents.
Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Jamie in a tux.
Oh, the talent show. That was sweet.
It was cute.
It was very cute.
Haley still doesn't have anything to do. Poor Haley's like carrying a tape measure.
Thank God they put me in a wiggle dress.
Yeah, the dress looked great.
I got to wear that Joan Holloway wiggle dress. I was happy about it. I insisted on wearing the brooch, everyone. It's my fault.
I like the brooch. What's wrong with the brooch?
Makes me look like I'm 75.
No, I liked it.
I didn't even notice the brooch. That's so funny. That's so funny. Oh my gosh.
I was like, guys, it's cool. It's like vintage and cool. And it was
More brooch is the name of this episode.
Guys, I don't know. She wants to wear a brooch. Just put it on her. We have too many other things to argue about in this episode.
We got Beak jumping on a fucking chair. Just let Joy have her brooch.
But I remember Jackson really being excited about this because he was a little comic. Like, he loved walking around telling jokes, doing magic tricks, playing tricks on people. That was fun for him. So I do remember him being super stoked to get this right and get all the laughs from the audience. He was a little jokester.
I love that for his character, too, that, like, he would be really into stand-up. It's so sweet.
Did you guys ever do talent shows when you were little?
Do we ever do what?
Talent shows. Yeah, what was, like, the talent show at your elementary? You danced to Everybody Dance Now, didn't you, Joy? Every girl did like that routine.
No, I did a, I did a bid for, I feel like I told you this already. I did a bid for class vice president in the fifth grade, and I did a dance to Amy Grant's Hats. And I had multiple hats on the stage with me that I just rotated through.
Yeah.
I don't know about talent shows. What about you guys?
Kelsey, what were you doing in elementary school 3 years before you joined our cast? Were you tap dancing?
I was embarrassing myself on One Tree Hill, so I don't think I was in tap.
God, man. Gus is my son's first talent show in kindergarten. He was like, I'm going to do magic tricks, Mom. And I was like, what magic trick are you going to do? And he was like, that one that dad does where he tears up the paper towel and then wads it together and then it's all whole again. And I know that Jeffrey has not explained this magic trick to Gus. He just thinks it's like hereditary. Like, and so he's going to rip up this paper towel and it's going to actually come back together. And so he's like, I'm going to go do this. I was like, oh, I don't know if we should do that. And so then instead he sang an Elvis song, but George has her talent show this year and she wants to tell jokes with dragons. And so she's writing a whole
like puppets.
Yes.
Dragon puppets.
Yeah.
You have to record it.
She wants to be dressed as Godzilla. She wants me to create a landscape of small buildings that make her look really big. And that's then it's so going to cool. be her and a dragon telling joke. It's so elaborate.
She's producing this thing too, or directing it. That's really cool.
But that's the part of this episode that I liked is that a five-year-old knows exactly what they want.
Yeah.
And it's only the grown-ups that get in the way.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
He's adorable.
Yeah.
Just tell your jokes, Jamie. Tell your jokes. And Joy, I really appreciated that you as his mom were in the audience, given that face of like, I know what he's doing. This was always his plan. This is a little plan.
Actually, that's so true. Like, y'all's reactions to him.
No one's shocked.
Because also, like, he probably wasn't there, right? Because he's on kid hours. Did y'all
Oh, yeah, that's probably true.
Yeah, you had to stand in a grown man, Jackson.
Somebody on his knees.
Or probably a young woman, Jackson.
Oh, my God. Yeah, yeah, it's always like a 20-year-old chick playing
All
a child.
All woman being a kid, yeah.
I know.
No, that was cute. I'm waiting for Haley to get something to do, though, Joy. I can feel fatigue for your character because it's like, Nathan, what's your dream? Great. Jamie, let's do something adorable. Great. It's like, I'm just going to look good in this dress then. I'm going to put my legs up on my husband, show these legs off.
Yeah, it was a good moment. Good hair, makeup, dress moment.
Yes.
For sure. What's going on with Peyton? Why is she sick? What's happening? And why is she being so mean to Mia? Actually, in your defense, I do not think you were being mean to Mia. I think you were being a very rational business person, and she was kind of being, I think she was being obstinate for no reason,
I agree.
Personally.
That was a speech directed at me. That was me having to say the words that were directed at me because the person who wrote it and directed it. So when Peyton's saying, "You're so ungrateful, the studio wants this from you." You know, I'd gotten the note about my hair. They didn't like my hair. They didn't, you know, it was like they didn't like. And I had reached that point where I didn't care anymore. And I was like, I don't know. I'm here for a couple more episodes. That whole speech was directed at me. And so it's weird to watch it and watch like a younger version of myself fully commit to it. And like, I remember thinking like, okay, you want to see how batshit this is? Like, you want to see how crazy all this sounds? I'm going to show you how unhinged this all sounds.
Yeah.
And I didn't like having to fight with Kate. And also I'd been so isolated this year. I'm not in scenes with anyone else, like ever. And so again, I'm just all by myself in my office, which is a great place to control me. I'm not able to whisper in the ear of any of our younger actresses. You know, I'm in a fight with Kate in this scene. And so there's kind of, anytime you fight with somebody on camera, there's a level of discomfort because I don't want to take her out of the scene. You know, even though I want off camera to be really fun and lighthearted, if she's having to prepare herself to be upset, I can't go and be jokey. But yeah, so all of that weird meta stuff, it was hard for me to watch my part in this episode because I'm like, is anyone else seeing this? It's like I'm seeing Bigfoot and he's like right there in front of me and no one else is acknowledging that Bigfoot's there. And I'm like, you guys. It's real. Yeah. It's right here. And so maybe with some distance and time, other people can see it. But I just, it's fatigue for me at this point. Because I'm like, I get it. You use the dialogue as a weapon and a tool. Like,
what else is new?
Bye. No, Peyton had a sharp pain at the end of the 1940s episode. And she's going to a doctor. And we know that Ellie had cancer. We know that she's got this history of female problems. And so we don't know what's wrong with Peyton. But on top of that, the doctor voice in the episode is our producer, Greg Prange, who was my boyfriend's dad, you know, the guy I dated for 5 years. So there's also this weird layer of that's someone who I loved so, so, so much. And now our relationship's like weird because his son and I have broken up. And so every layer of the show for me in season 6 is getting weirder and weirder and weirder. Mm. And, you know, what do you do? Like when we've all had those jobs.
Yeah.
And you're just like, okay, I think this is when it dawned on me that instead of it being my whole life, instead of it being, these are all my friends and this is who I hang out with outside of work and this is my life and I promote this show and this is when it became a job and that sucked.
Yeah.
It sucked. But I thought Kate did a good job of being, you know, like a kid. She's being a kid. And we committed to what was on the paper.
Yeah, you have to. What else can you do?
Were you at that time like staying in Wilmington? Were you leaving? Like,
I was in that haunted house downtown that apparently is for rent now. After the convention where I talked about it a whole bunch, it's like people keep sending me the listing for it. Like, I'm not moving back, but someone else can. Yeah, it's for rent. They put the kitchen in my old library where the bar was. They like moved the whole kitchen. Anyway, doesn't matter. I was going to Charleston a lot, and I was going to Raleigh every weekend to go see my high school best friend because it dawned on me that I couldn't necessarily trust the relationships that I'd had over the last, you know, 5-6 years, and that I needed to get back to the relationships that I'd had since I was 10, 11, yeah. you know? And so it was good to get out. I mean, I think as a young actor, you don't understand that your job can just be your job.
Mm. Oh, for sure. Especially on location like that, when it's right. so easy to just become a part of the bubble. You just get absorbed into it.
Going to work, though, and just being pleasant at work and then going home and having a totally separate life yeah. is important.
Yeah.
Though. Like, you don't have to kiss your co-star just because a casting director thinks you make a nice couple. You, you're like, true. You don't have to do that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I think everyone goes through that learning phase. And this was just, it's weird to watch the exact moment where it hit for me.
Yeah, that scene reads totally different now that you say that.
But it's fine because I'm in such... This was actually a really lovely period because I am so isolated that I wasn't in any of the big group scenes. Like, I was like, Peyton is going to be Jamie's aunt. Why isn't she at the talent show? Yeah. But because I would only work one day an episode in these one locations, that meant I had all this other time to just go do other stuff. And I did.
When did you make that short film? You did a short film with Austin on those cameras that they gave us. Oh. I love that you sent the link. You have to send that to Kelsey because it's really, really great little movie.
Yeah, they get, what are those things called? Razor cameras?
Yeah, flip
cameras. Yeah, flip cameras. Flip, they were like, they were flip cam and they just plugged into your computer and you could make little movies and we wanted to make a movie for free. And so, yeah, it was about that time because I had all this free time. I was wanting to produce and this was really when I was like, meeting screenwriters and I was helping out with Kukaloris and, you know, Jeff Nichols was a director. He like came and stayed at my house and we workshopped a movie and like I was doing more production stuff. And so that free time was meant to be a punishment and it ended up being awesome.
Such a gift. Like,
yeah. Like, okay, I can stay busy.
Kelsey, what do you do on a lot of your free time while you, when you're on location? I mean, with such a big ensemble cast, there's got to be a lot of days when you're off.
Yeah.
It's kind of the same thing. And you, you realize that that downtime is so important. And so I don't know. I think especially after the pandemic, I was at the beginning of Yellowstone, I would fly out every weekend. I'd go back to New York or LA or go home. Yeah. I couldn't sit still. And then after the pandemic, I don't know. It became old.
Settled. We use the word settled.
Settled. I became settled. And I just really, I loved, I'd sit on the porch and watch my dog run.
And yeah.
Do you still have that little cat, Sinatra?
Oh my gosh. Joy, I think about this cat all the time.
You do?
It was just a foster, but it was the first time that I like experienced animal love. I wish that you had texted me like 2 weeks earlier or whatever, because Maria wanted the cat.
Yeah, she wanted the cat. I met with Kelsey and her boyfriend at the time, and they had this cat they were fostering. He was so cute. And then Maria wanted the cat.
We were in love with each other.
I know. And I just had to think about it. And by the time I texted you, it had already found another home, I guess. I thought maybe you took it. Anyway, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but now you have a dog.
But now I have a dog and... Yeah, it's also in Montana, you can, there's really like all the produce is really good. Yeah. So you like go pick up your eggs from the neighbor and you make really nice food and you get to ride horses on your days off. So I think, I think just like taking care of yourself, because, you know, jobs are always, they have highs and lows and are very stressful in their own ways, along with a lot of wonderful things. So,
well, you've had really heavy storylines on that show. I mean, if Peyton's dealing with, you know, spoiler alert, pregnancy or like health issues, your character's really been put through the gamut. And that thing that they don't tell you in the beginning is that your body doesn't know it's fake. Your brain knows it's fake. Your body doesn't know that rush of adrenaline or cortisol is fake.
Right.
And you have to take good care of yourself. Otherwise, you'll turn to a monster.
Yeah. No, I think especially the storyline we just did when Monica loses a baby is my mom actually, because I drive out from Brooklyn to Montana.
You drive?
Yeah, because of my dog.
She's such a tough girl.
Yeah, we do. She came and did the drive with me, and it was really fun. And but also, it was she stayed in Montana for those first 2 weeks, so covering all the that part, those episodes. Yeah. And it was really nice because I got to talk to my mom about, like, my sister was a twin, and we lost the twin. And I say we, but I mean
your family. No, it's a family loss.
And I think that and it's so strange because I, you know, those conversations, I never talked to my mom and had those conversations, or like her miscarriages that she went through. And it just brought about such meaningful conversations and time with my mom. And I feel like she really took care of me when we were going through those scenes. And so it was really nice to have her there. You got to take care of yourself.
I love hearing that you're taking the time to do that, though, in an age when there's so much hustle, and especially with this industry, it feels like actors are just, we're all responsible for figuring out our next job with self-promotion and Instagram and all the, you know, everybody's hustling so hard with social media and trying to create your own projects and then trying to get attention for it and all. And there's really something to be said for just appreciating exactly what you have right in front of you and being in that moment, and the fact that you get to do that on a porch with a dog running around and riding horses on the weekend and eating your produce and enjoying the wind, the Montana breeze blowing, and just enjoying the job you have and not trying to hustle into something else in the interim is really, really such a great example. Well done.
I don't know if y'all have found this, but I also think that what's been really nice is I feel like you're seeing this change of like the portrait of what a mother looks like. I feel like I've seen that over the course of Yellowstone, of it being like a very idealistic portrayal of what she's supposed to be. And then versus like, no, it can be and look really messy, and you can feel.
Oh, the martyr thing is weird. Like, everyone wants a mother to be a martyr, especially I've turned down scripts. There was a script that they wanted Jeffrey and I to play husband and wife, and like the husband could be messy and the wife had to be this like super religious PTA, like everything had to be so cookie cutter and like pristine. And I was like, this is gross. And the writer was like, well, I based it on my mother. And I'm like, I guarantee you have no idea who your mother is. Yeah. This is what you're writing.
Yeah.
No, chicks are messy, man. It's important. And it's important to represent that because it gives the woman at home freedom to not feel shame. It's like,
You feel normal.
Yeah.
Look at that pretty slutty girl from One Tree Hill. See, she's mothering and she's doing a great job, but also a disaster. Look at that trajectory. I'm doing great.
I mean, Hillary, you are like my role. My I'm basically trying to just be your life, like live up to upstate New York.
Join us on the commune, babe.
One step away. I'm learning from you.
Listen, if anybody that tells me that, I start sending them property listings. I'm just like, there is a place right around the corner for me for sale right now. Join us. No, what's nice about living out in the middle of nowhere is that you get to fuck up all the time and no one sees it. Just keep it to yourself.
With the best all-inclusive vacation deals to Mexico and the Caribbean, booking your getaway with Cheap Caribbean Vacations means you have more freedom to do your deal. Whether you want to enjoy snorkeling, endless margaritas and more, or simply just want to soak up the sun and sand in a tropical paradise, Cheap Caribbean Vacations has your deal for that. Plan and book the exact getaway you want at exactly the right price for you by using our exclusive budget beach finder. Or find a featured all-inclusive package to Sunscape resorts and spas and do your deal at cheapcaribbean.com. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant makes navigation a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while you're on the road. work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation, compatible device and vehicle required.
Do you know that this has been a tradition in my family for many years? My mother used to love pecan sandies from Keebler. She would bring them home and I would find her in the kitchen taking a little nibble on a stressful day. And I love it. I love it so much. I've adopted it myself. I love coming home and just taking a moment to step away from all the daily expectations and enjoy a little Keebler Sandy.
Listen, you know I love a snack break, and Keebler Sandies are perfect for that. They are buttery shortbread cookies made with delicious ingredients like cranberries, Joy's favorite pecans, and almonds.
Mm. Each Keebler Sandy shortbread cookie is baked to perfection by the Keebler elves for a light sweetness and a texture that melts in your mouth.
The delicate sweetness, the buttery flavor, the crumbly texture. They make Keebler Sandies the perfect pairing with your coffee or tea.
Whether you're enjoying Keebler Sandies as an afternoon snack, serving them at a party, or simply indulging in some me time, they are a classic shortbread cookie that brings simple pleasure to every bite.
When you need a comforting moment for yourself, Keebler Sandies is the perfect treat that will keep you going.
Next time you feel like you're juggling it all, reach for a Keebler Sandies shortbread cookie and enjoy a simple moment of comfort.
I spent the first trimester of my pregnancy with Gus in Puerto Rico. And if you're going to be sick and grumpy and tired, it's such a beautiful place. Like, it really fixes a lot.
It really is. I shot a movie there and I shot my first commercial there when I was 14 years old. It was so fun. And I've been back 3 times since then. My cousin used to live there and it's just a fabulous place. I love it.
I learned this word from Gina Rodriguez, who is probably the biggest Puerto Rico fan of all of us. Boricua is the name for someone from Puerto Rico, but it's more than just a name. It's a way of life. It's a representation of the spirit of the island, you know?
The unique Boricua spirit infuses the music and welcoming spirit of the island in Puerto Rico. If you can hear the music, you're invited to the party.
Mm. Sometimes it's salsa, sometimes it's plena, sometimes it's reggaeton. No matter what the rhythm is calling to you, when you hear it, it's always time to dance.
All I want to do now is dance with y'all. Let's go.
Well, in Puerto Rico, you can't step outside without hearing music. Puerto Rico has renowned bars and nightlife and a welcoming spirit.
In Puerto Rico, you can forget where you came from and embrace where you are.
No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents.
Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
All right, we have a fan question. This is from Rachel.
Okay.
I have always wondered why the show brought in James Vanderbeek to play a hotshot director who is going to adapt Lucas's novel, but did not have him play Dawson Leary. Dawson literally did the same thing at the end of Dawson's Creek as a director. Is there a reason they couldn't cross over the character? I don't know. Did James just not want to play Dawson?
No, it's just, it's different IP. Like, the creator of a show would typically get paid anytime that character is used somewhere, you know? And so I think they just changed the name but kept the character, like, exactly the same. Are we thinking that Dawson Leary became a total scumbag, though?
I was going to say, wait, Dawson turning into a cocaine-sniffing, chair-jumping?
Yeah, that's what happened when Pacey won...
Joey.
The fight over Joey.
That's right.
Is that Dawson just lost it. This is like us going to Outer Banks. Like, we'll have to change our name. We're all in witness protection.
But we should all be playing the same One Tree Hill character.
Yes. Because Cullen Moss, who played Junk, is the cop on that show. Yeah. And we're like, that's just grown up Junk. That's
yes. Oh my gosh. I know I watched. She was like, I know him.
Yeah. No, but I also think it was fun for James to get to play a heightened version. He was so earnest on Dawson's and so sincere. And he had had some success in that show. What was that sitcom he did?
The
2B or something?
B, yeah.
Well, I screwed that up, whatever that was. But he had done an episode of Criminal Minds where he played a total psycho, which was awesome. and he had done like this comedy stuff. And so it was in a period of time where he was getting attention for not being Dawson. And that was fun for him to come play with us, kind of bridge those two things where it was a nod to what all the fans loved him for. But then he did a lot of comedy for a long time after this. When I left One Tree Hill, he and I tested for a multicam together. It was like Three's Company.
Oh, fun.
It was a weird audition.
That was weird.
It was fine. But yeah, the Beak's a funny dude. He's a good time.
Well, do we have an honorable mention?
Yeah. What was your favorite thing in the episode, Kelsey, besides that orange shirt that I'm sure you kept, that Mouth gifted you?
Gosh. Yeah, and this like really awkward pose. That I
yes. Yes.
I was just me being like, oh, I don't know how to do it. Gotta work on my nudes.
That's probably why you liked Jim Nelson so much, because he's the guy that would like protect you and throw a blanket over you super fast.
That's right.
Yes. I do. Yeah. I remember in that part of NGG 2.0, I remember him being very stepping in, being like super protective.
So yeah.
Maybe I know what my least favorite parts are, which are me on screen. And also it's always nice to see Robbie, right? Robbie Jones.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, Quentin.
Yeah, the cape.
That was great.
I love watching him on screen. You just, I mean, let alone the character itself, but you just like really root for him.
Y'all should get him on Yellowstone. What's he doing right now?
God, oh, he's so good. What are you thinking?
Brooke dancing.
Oh, Brooke dancing. I think my honorable mention for this episode is the horror of growing up and looking at a past version of yourself and knowing how far you've come. Like, for you to say how embarrassed you are to watch the Gigi stuff, and for me to watch this stuff, like knowing the behind the scenes stuff, there's a peace in getting older and being able to look at that and be like, no one could ever put me in that position again. But look how well I handled it as a young person. You know, like the horror of youth is my honorable mention. God bless it. We all learn.
And glory. Yeah. Oh, I love that. Well, do you want to spin a wheel with us, Kelsey? We spin a virtual wheel and we pick like a most likely two, like you do in a yearbook, you know?
Oh my goodness. Oh my.
Yeah. And then we'll say who is most likely to whatever. And you have to pick a real life person from our cast or crew and then a character from the show.
So we have most likely to ghost someone after a date. So hold on. We have to pick who's our real life person to ghost someone after a date.
After a date. Would you, Hillary?
It's me.
I think it's you.
Guys, I'm not going to waste anyone's time. Like, and I did. Season 6 is the only time I dated on One Tree Hill. And I just remember a lot of one and dones being like, we're good.
Yeah.
I ghosted a lot. It was really immature of me. And I found myself a couple years ago having to apologize to certain people for ghosting them because I thought that was the mature move. And instead it was just like more awkward. It's like, you should have just not said anything.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Whatever. No, you did the right thing. It's still important to do the right thing. Even if it's awkward, it's okay.
But which character is going to ghost somebody after? I think Millie's going to ghost the shit out of Owen.
I don't know. I think she's going to get clingy.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, they don't become a thing, though, do they? I have no recollection.
I don't remember.
Some stuff happens there.
Really?
Yeah. I remember one of the episodes I directed, but.
Oh, you directed, so you lived with her in a way.
Yeah, I vaguely remember, but I don't know exactly what it was.
They have like a thing after.
Oh, yeah.
God. Oh, no, that's terrible. God, that darn Gigi.
Gigi, what'd you do?
I was such a virgin. I shouldn't have even messed up anything.
Yeah. No, is Gigi the girl that like once she gets him is like, okay, bye.
Yeah.
She's,
oh, sorry. Did you want me to call you?
I didn't know.
My voice is so high. Oh, Jesus.
It's cute. It's cute. Wait, so is Gigi our long chase but short romance?
Yeah, exactly.
Candidate?
Wow. Yeah, because she's already kind of clingy in the chase. So,
mm-hmm. Then once she gets him, it's over.
Yeah.
Sorry, yeah, mouth.
I think so. Well,
I love fun. It.
Kelsey, I'm so glad that you came to hang out with us. Thank you for taking your time and you're showing us your beautiful face and your mind.
Baby, you're going to get Jory on a horse and then you're going to come up here to the farm and we're going to start, searching for your property and it's going to be great.
Okay, that sounds good. I'll see you in New York.
Yeah.
So nice. So, so nice to see you.
We love you. Thanks for joining us, guys. Next week, we have episode 13, Things a Mama Don't Know.
Ooh.
Nice.
Dun, dun, dun.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Don't forget to leave us a review. You can also follow us on Instagram at DramaQueensOTH.
Or email us at DramaQueens@iHeartRadio.com.
See you next time.
We're all about that high school drama girl, all about them high school queens. We'll take you for a ride in our comic girl,
drama girl,
cheering for the right team.
Drama queens, drama queens,
smart girl, rough girl, fashion, but you're tough girl. You could sit with us, girl.
Drama queens, drama queens, drama queens, drama, drama queens, drama queens.
What if we told you that April showers bring more awesome savings on all-inclusive beach vacays? That sounds better, right? So Cheap Caribbean Vacations semi-annual sale is helping you rein in an extra $200 off your next booking of 4 nights or more. That means you can score site-wide deals on your favorite beaches like Cancun, Aruba, Jamaica, and more now through the end of April. Don't wait. The semi-annual savings only comes twice a year. So go to CheapCaribbean.com to do your deal and save $200 on your next vacay.
Hey, it's your drama queens, and we're here to tell you that choking is the fourth leading cause of accidental deaths. So let's talk about LifeVac.
It is a life-saving airway clearance device, which has saved over 1,500 lives. LifeVac is the easiest, safest, and only non-invasive choking rescue device that can save the life of your loved one.
Visit LifeVac, LifeVac.net, and enter promo code DRAMAQUEENS to save 20% and secure your home kit today.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Boy, I've spent definitely a significant amount of time in therapy in my life, and I think there's just so many layers to life that can be hard to navigate, and having somebody there to just talk through things really makes the days easier sometimes.
It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through.
BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you.
Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.